Perfectly still in the darkness, 12-year-old Electra waits. Her legs crossed, her hands holding the string that will set off the trap, she's sitting stock still, as motionless as the old wardrobes lined up around her in a series of shadows, one darker than the next. Electra breathes slowly, silently. She ignores the dust, letting it settle on her. "Come out, come out," she thinks, only moving her lips. Shrouded in the darkness, her fingers clutching the string, she listens. The boilers hum in the distance, pumping hot water through the pipes in the hotel rooms. The meters tick away softly, each one at its own pace. A dusty silence reigns over the basement. The hotel, the city, the whole world seems incredibly far away. It isn't cold. It's the 29th of December. It's the beginning, but Electra doesn't know that yet. A little noise tells her the mouse is approaching. Tick-tack. The sound of tiny paws on the floor coming from somewhere in the darkness. Electra slowly raises the string with a satisfied smile, thinking, the irresistible appeal of Pecorino Romano cheese. No one can resist Pecorino Romano, her Aunt Linda always says when she's cooking. Tick-tack, and then silence. Tick-tack, then silence once again. The mouse sniffs the air, warily following the aroma's path. He's almost in my trap, thinks Electra, rubbing her thumb against the string. Then, in her mind, she asks, how long is this going to take you, stupid mouse? She's built a simple trap, a piece of pecorino placed under a shoebox, which she's suspended from an old umbrella shaft. A single tug will make it drop down on the mouse. The only difficult thing is figuring out in the dark when the mouse has reached the cheese. She needs to follow her instinct, and instinct tells her it's not time yet. Electra waits. A little bit longer. Tick-tack, goes the mouse, and then silence. Electra loves moments like this, the very last moments of a perfect plan, when everything is about to end in triumph. She can already imagine her father's look of admiration when he gets back from his trip in the minibus, and her Aunt Linda's shrieks when Electra shows her the mouse, stone-cold dead, held up by the tail, as is fitting for a stone-cold dead mouse. Her other aunt, Irene, would simply say, "You shouldn't go down to play in the basement. It's a very dangerous maze down there." And then she'd add, with a flash of cunning, "No one knows where that maze leads." Electra hasn't come down here to play. She's on a mission to catch the mouse. That's not playing. Tick-tack, goes the mouse. And then the basement ceiling suddenly starts quaking, rattled by a series of booms that make the bottles shake in their wooden racks. It can't be, thinks Electra, looking up. No, not now. But the quaking doesn't stop. The dust starts to stir restlessly. The pounding on the floor grows stronger, turning into a series of furious footsteps accompanied by a voice that grows louder. In the end, it sounds like a siren.
Electra!
The siren howls, throwing open the door to the basement. A flood of light drenches the stairs, the stacked-up furniture, the bottles of wine, the wardrobes and the statues. Electra's eyes dart straight out in front of her. The little gray mouse is standing there on its hind legs, barely a centimeter inside the shoebox. "You're not getting away from me," she says, tugging the string. The box falls, but not on the mouse.
"No,"
she cries,